We're joined by Liz Moran, who is the guest legislative director of the New York Public Interest Research Group, or NYPIRG. And, you know, a study published in the journal Nature Climate in 2018 concluded that the growth of Bitcoin could produce enough emissions by itself to raise global temperatures by 2 degrees Celsius as soon as 2033. So, Liz, what is the environmental community in New York State doing about the issue of cryptocurrency and climate change?
Yeah, so cryptocurrency mining is a huge threat to New York State's environment. Many of your listeners are likely already aware New York State has some very important climate goals that are in law that we have to meet. New York State has a goal of achieving net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. And that comes along with some other very specific goals, including a goal to reduce our energy consumption. So if cryptocurrency mining, specifically proof of work cryptocurrency mining, was to expand in New York State, we are really in jeopardy of meeting these climate goals. And this is coming at a time where the climate crisis is just worsening. You know, all of the most dire examples of what the climate crisis would look like, we're seeing now. Just last week, New York City faced devastating flooding for the third time this summer alone. These are unprecedented things that are now happening regularly. So it's very important that New York State takes strong action. So NYPIRG, Earth Justice, Seneca Lake Guardian, and dozens of other organizations are working hard to make sure New York State puts a pause on this process until a thorough environmental review is conducted.
Now, my understanding, you mentioned, you know, proof of work, and that's one of the methods used in cryptocurrency, where basically you have this almost a game to solve sort of mathematical equations in order to win and verify, you know, the Bitcoin. And the more computers you have allocated to it, the better your chances are. And so all across New York and the planet, they're looking for old fossil fuel plants. And can we buy them up and use it to run our computers? And that's what's sort of driving up emissions. And apparently there's one big fight going out by Seneca Lake at the moment.
Yeah. So I think it is important for listeners to understand, why does this consume so much energy? Why is this a major environmental concern? Because it's also, you know, it's not just the energy consumption. There's also water quality concerns that comes with this practice. There's e-waste concerns that come with this practice. So almost every area of the environment you can think that's important to protect, this practice jeopardizes. So proof of work cryptocurrency mining involves the use of many, many large computers that are running 24/7 to compete, to solve complex mathematical problems. And when they do that, that's how they validate and get the Bitcoin. So because they are all competing amongst one another to get the Bitcoin, all these different operations are running major computers all the time. Just to further emphasize how much energy this ends up utilizing globally, the New York Times released an analysis and found that on a global scale, cryptocurrency mining consumes 0.5% of all electricity consumption worldwide, which is a 10-time jump just from 5 years ago. And that is more annual electricity than the entire country of Finland, which has 5.5 million people. So you see why this is a huge issue we're going to need to look after. Now, you did mention there are two facilities in particular that we have our eye on right now. One is being proposed around Seneca Lake. That's the Greenwich facility. And then there's another facility being proposed on the shores of the Great Lakes in North Tonawanda, the Fortistar facility. These facilities we have to have an eye on and make sure they can't move forward in their plans to grow tremendously in New York State, because we have our climate goals to meet. And that energy needs to be going to our existing homes and businesses.
Now, we have, I guess, at least two bills in the legislature right now to address this. But of course, we also have a new governor, Kathy Hochul. You know, they didn't take action this session in the legislature. You know, has Hochul given an indication how she stands in this issue? And what are the legislative prospects moving forward?
We don't know where Kathy Hochul, where Governor Hochul stands on this issue yet. But it's going to be very important that she takes the right approach here and puts a pause on this to make sure that this practice doesn't conflict with our climate goals. Now that she's the governor of New York State, she has inherited these very important climate goals. And that means it's going to be on her to make sure New York State is adopting policies that put us on the right path to meet these goals and stops practices that negate our goals. There are a number of ways that this can be done. She could do this potentially through an executive order and issue a moratorium on this practice. We think that would be a very important step to take. Now, simultaneously, you mentioned there is legislation carried by Assemblymember Kellis and Senator Parker that would place a moratorium on proof-of-work cryptocurrency mining centers until an environmental review is conducted. That legislation is A7389-A. This passed the Senate last year, but did not make it through the Assembly. And this is going to be very important for the legislature to tackle. This past legislative session was unfortunately a failure when it came to addressing the climate crisis. Nothing bold and innovative was done. And we're at a time where we need bold and innovative policies to be adopted. And at a minimum, we need to put a pause on policies that are going to harm our ability to meet these goals. So this legislation should really be a top priority for the legislature as they come into the 2022 legislative session.
Now, you know, this is a worldwide problem. I understand there's a lot of these facilities now in China. I guess El Salvador this week made cryptocurrency an official currency, in their country. But you also mentioned proof of work. So there's not every cryptocurrency uses that particular method. Why not just try to stop, you know, this proof of work way of doing cryptocurrency?
Yeah, I think that's the key here. So proof of work is the cryptocurrency methodology that uses these large computers to do their mining. But there's also proof of stake and a few other types of cryptocurrency mining. So the opposition to the facilities in New York State is not out of opposition to cryptocurrency and its existence, but this particular methodology, which is a major threat. They should be exploring these other ways of engaging these activities if they are serious about their claims to caring about the environment. For example, Greenwich will claim to be a net zero facility when that's just greenwashing at its finest. This facility is consuming a tremendous amount of energy, and that energy should be going towards the homes and businesses in their community. They would need to be not just net zero. They would need to be producing a tremendous amount of green energy if they want to claim themselves to be environmentally friendly.
So we have a little bit less than a minute left. Two-part question. Is Congress at all looking at this, President Biden? And then, what can New York residents do to impact or find out more about this in 40 seconds?
Yeah. Exactly. So, yes, there has been interest from Congress. In particular, Senator Warren has raised the alarms on this topic on a number of occasions. So hopefully Congress and the president will engage on this issue. But in the meantime, New York State needs to take the first step here and needs to lead the country in stopping this issue. So New Yorkers can stay engaged by visiting NYPIRG's website at nypirg.org. And they should also call their state elected officials and urge them to support Assembly Bill 7389-A and get a moratorium on this practice right away.
Thank you very much, Liz Moran, New York Public Interest Research Group. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.